Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and here in studio with me, as usual, is Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And today we have the privilege of being joined by our Money Map coach manager, Jocelyn Boutte.
Yep, Jocelyn's going to be here today to help me answer financial questions that come in from our listeners.
Well, if you have a question you'd like to ask, you can submit it online. Just go to crown.org and click the Ask Chuck button. And some of you will be invited to ask us your question on a future program. But even if your question isn't chosen for Money Life, it will be answered by Jocelyn or one of our other coaches.
Well, before we get to your questions today, we want to give you some ways that you can protect yourself from identity theft. You know, Dave, anybody that I've ever known that got involved in some form of identity theft have just hated it. It was a real sticky mess that they found difficult to get out of. But because of the increased use of the internet, there's a marked rise in online identity theft. So here's some tips to help you to avoid online identity theft. First one is to safeguard your computer. Use a firewall if you access the internet through a wireless network at home, meaning you need protected access to your wireless network. Also, use the antivirus, the spyware, and the phishing software regularly. Don't let that expire. I've done that before, made that mistake. Another way to protect yourself from ID theft is to secure your mobile phone devices by using your passwords in case you lose them or they're stolen. And in some cases, you can notify your service provider because some of them can remotely delete personal information from your mobile phone device. And then also limit the amount of personal information that you post on social networking sites, especially places like Facebook or MySpace. Identity thieves are always trolling those sites. They're looking for leads that they can use to find out more about you. So I recommend that you set restrictions on your profile so only people that you trust can actually see any personal information. Now, all of these tips come from a recent article on CNN Money. And if you'd like to know more about protecting yourself from online identity theft, go to crown.org and click on My Money Life. We'll have a complete link to the article there for you. By the way, Dave, have you ever been a victim of identity theft?
I have not been a victim of identity theft, but we have had our card fraudulently used on a very reputable online website.
Oh, really? Was that a mess for you?
It was a bit. And interestingly, found out that it was an internal job. Somebody at the company that took the number.
How about that? Well, I hope these tips were helpful.
Well, they certainly have been. And if you'd like to read that entire article, again, it is at crown.org and click on Money Life. Well, in just a moment, we'll be joined by our Money Map coach manager, Jocelyn Boutte, and we'll be answering your questions. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks, you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Jocelyn Boutte. Jocelyn is the manager of all of our Crown Money Map coaches. Jocelyn, great to have you.
Thank you.
It is always a pleasure to take listener calls, and we're going to jump right into the phones.
Sounds good.
Garth from Orrville, Ohio. Welcome to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you. How can we help you?
Well, my wife and I had a question. We've been budgeting and doing the steps in the Money Map. And I guess our question lies with some extra money that we do have coming throughout the year. Should we be putting that, I guess our goal has been to pay off our house as soon as possible with that extra money, or do we need to take our retirement, which is at 10%, and move it up to 15% as far as savings for that?
Well, Garth, this is a happy question, isn't it?
It is a happy question. Yeah.
That is great news. By the way, congratulations on being in such good shape. Now, is the mortgage the only debt you have remaining?
It is. Yeah, we don't have any consumer debt. We're about 5 years from paying off the house as it is right now. We do put extra money towards the house every month, about $300 extra. So. I guess our goal has been to get that paid off as much as possible, and we weren't sure if that was the right goal to have or whether we should be diverting some of the money towards retirement. We have about 10% savings right now for that.
Well, that's excellent, Garth. I would recommend, and I know Jocelyn is going to agree with me totally, that you should go ahead and get the house paid for before you put away more money into your long-term retirement. The sequence is so important. And I've never met anybody that regretted paying off their house, especially in this environment. I think it's really, really important to get your house paid for and then put money away long term. Garth, you don't sound like you're anywhere close to retirement age.
No, I'm 37, so that's a long way away.
You got plenty of time.
Got plenty of time. So I would, because what I'm saying is you can't access that money that you put into retirement accounts generally without a significant penalty. So go ahead and get the house paid for.
Okay.
And then step it up later on your retirement funding. That's what I would recommend.
Okay.
All right, Garth. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Okay. God bless.
God bless you. You know, Jocelyn, we get that question so often, and that's part of the power of the money map, that you keep the right sequence in mind as you make these decisions.
Oh, absolutely. It is so easy to get distracted with the actual question and the situation you're dealing with. When you step out of that situation and look at the money map, it has a very substantial sequence of steps that you take, and when you build one on the other, the power and impact that has in your life and your finances is amazing.
Well, so many people put away money into long-term accounts that are going to be penalized if they have to have it, and they forget about two things: their short-term needs and their current debt. That's why the money map allows you to see the big picture, to take the right steps in the right sequence, so that you avoid that problem. And certainly it's great to hear somebody having the kind of success that Garth is having.
Exactly. And it was really neat to hear him say that he had been on the money map, and that's what enabled him to get to where he's at.
Well, let's go back to our callers. Laura in Cottonwood, Arizona, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you.
Great to have you today, Laura. How can we help you?
Well, my main question is about consolidating credit card debt and companies that claim with a nominal fee, they can, I don't know if they negotiate it, but they can, I guess, consolidate your credit card debt and where you have just one small monthly payment.
Yes. Laura, are you asking because you think you're going to have a need for those services?
Very possibly, yes.
Okay. Well, I'd like to help you avoid that. I don't recommend debt consolidation services at all. I do recommend that you consider a debt management plan, and that would be far more effective. But Jocelyn Boutte is in the studio with me today, and she helps people to set up a spending plan and to avoid the need for debt consolidation. And Jocelyn, you may have some recommendations for Laura.
Exactly. When I get this question, I have four main defenses that I pull out of my hat. And the first one is to get on a spending plan, because if you don't know where your income is going, you're defenseless. You are just totally thrown to the wind.
Right.
And then the second thing is to get rid of all of your credit cards except for an emergency one. And what you want to do is you want to stop the cycle. So you get rid of the temptation. And, you know, yes, it is good to have one for emergencies. But I often recommend, and this is part three, is put that emergency one in a place that's not very accessible. My favorite recommendation is to put it in a block of ice. Actually, just put it in a container with water. Let the ice freeze around this credit card in your freezer. And because credit cards are made out of metal, you can't microwave it. You can't boil it without ruining this credit card. So you literally have to let it sit in your sink for a couple hours and thaw out, which gives you a good amount of time to figure out, is this really an emergency? And then finally, there are debt management companies. So what you're doing is you're managing the debt and you're seeking to repay it. So we've worked with a company called Credibility, and you can check out their website at credibility.org. And what they do is they help you negotiate a lower interest rate, but they're also helping you to have a shorter repayment plan. And yes, you will see a little bit of a negative impact on your credit, but it's definitely worth taking that maybe 50, 100 point hit for getting out of debt, because that sounds like the next step you're ready to take.
Well, and Laura, there's so many of these companies that are scamming people today with debt consolidation plans that I just don't know of one that I'm prepared to recommend to you. So I prefer these steps over recommending anything to do with debt consolidation. Does that get you on the right track, Laura?
Sort of. And just for a quick explanation, we had a company that went into Chapter 11, and we are close to being on the other end as far as our organization. And basically, the credit card debt was just because we had to live off of them for a while to get through this hard time. And I'm not using the credit cards at all. I completely stopped using them, and I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. But the next 12 months are going to be really tough. And as far as making those payments and getting them just the minimum payment, it's going to be really hard. So that's why I feel like I'm doing everything right as far as budgeting and everything, but this is just something where it was out of our control.
Yes. Well, I think that Credibility can help you with that. They will intercede on behalf of on your behalf with the creditors, and that will give you some time and some margin to get through a difficult time. That's exactly what they do. It doesn't you don't incur more debt. They intercede for you so that you can start paying those back, but at a pace that you're more comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We've got to take a break. We'll come back and take more questions from our listeners. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, God encourages us to invest, and he says in Ecclesiastes 11:2 to spread out or diversify to lower our risk. And one of the best ways to diversify is mutual funds. That's why Crown Financial Ministries offers the Sound Mind Investing Handbook, a step-by-step guide to managing your money from a biblical perspective written by Austin Pryor. Recently updated to address timely topics, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook is one of the most comprehensive guides available on mutual fund investing. Yet, it's still easy to understand and use. And since this handbook is written from a biblical perspective, it'll teach you how to apply God's financial principles to your investing decisions. So whether you're a beginning investor or one with more experience, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook will help you invest more wisely. To get a copy, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Jocelyn Boutte. Jocelyn, always exciting to hear what's on the minds of our listeners.
Absolutely. It's amazing to see where they're at and what God's doing in their lives.
Well, so many people have been asking about the difference between a debt management plan and a debt consolidation plan. But we've taken the position here that it's always better to avoid using debt to pay off debt.
What logical sense is behind using debt to pay off more debt? It's only perpetuating that cycle of debt. So you've got to use something to stop it and begin to move out of that cycle.
And that's where debt management plans have helped many, many people.
Yes.
And I know as Money Map coaches, you're often an interface between a debt management service, a debt management plan, and the client that's trying to set up a spending plan and get them on the right track.
Exactly. I liken the Money Map coaches to the hub on a wheel, because the coaching participant comes to us and says, okay, here's the situation. And we may recommend that they talk to their bank to work on some issues they have there. And we may also recommend that they get on a debt management plan, but we help them to see the big picture from a scriptural basis.
Well, we have more callers waiting to talk to us today. Let's go to Eric in Martinez, California. Eric, welcome to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. It's an honor and privilege to be talking to you guys today.
Well, it's an honor and privilege to be talking to you as well.
Thanks. Well, my wife and I, we're fortunate and blessed by God, and we just adopted a brand new baby, newborn girl last week, and I've shifted into daddy mode, and I'm looking at college and trying to figure out what's the best place to put money for her. It looks like a big, you know, alphabet numeric soup with the Ross and the 529s, and I'm like, oh, I don't even know where a savings account. So I just start putting savings. So I'm just wondering your guys' advice. Where does it? What type of place to put her future college stuff?
Well, I'm so delighted to hear the news, and I can hear your joy, and obviously you're ready to get started helping her. It sounds like you're pretty good managing money.
I'm okay. You know, I've been listening to you guys' show since I was 20.
Oh, you're
and
kidding.
Going to visit my girlfriend up in Chico, who became my wife, and I was in the middle of nowhere, and I turned on the radio, and I'm like, oh, that's a great show, and now I'm 34. So it's been a blessing to me, and, you know, read Larry's books, and so, yeah, I'm okay, but I've had a lot of help along the way. So.
Well, we're glad to have been in your life for 14 years, Eric.
Basically,
you have a choice, and the choice typically comes down between setting up a Roth IRA or a 529 savings account, and or what they call a 529 plan. And there's two major differences. The 529 plan is dedicated exclusively to the use for educational purposes, and you get a tax benefit for setting those funds aside, but it must be used for education. On the other hand, you can set up a Roth IRA, which has more flexibility in the event that someday that you decide that maybe your daughter's going to start a company versus go to college, then you can still use those resources without those constraints. But those assets in the Roth actually count against your eligibility for any other type of financial assistance because they're scored as an asset. So that's the big major difference. There's also a website called savingforcollege.com that has some really excellent insights into the better plans if you decide to go with the 529.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks so much for the website especially. Appreciate that.
Okay, Eric. Great to talk to you today.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Congratulations. Well, Jocelyn, there's also some other things that Eric may want to consider with that new precious daughter.
Absolutely. There is no time like the present to begin teaching her how to handle money from God's perspective. I mean, the whole reason that I'm sitting here with you, Chuck, is because my mom and dad started teaching me from a young age. I mean, I was 7 years old writing my dad's business checks.
Well, we were just talking to Eric, who's now 34 years old. And Jocelyn, I don't want to put you on the spot, but how long have you been following God's financial principles yourself?
Since I was 7. I'm right there at destination 5, looking towards 6.
Okay, and how many years has it taken you to get there? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Okay, I'm 24. I'll be 25.
Well, Jocelyn, I think that is just amazing, and that should be an encouragement to every single parent listening to our program right now. Well, we have another caller on the line. Let's go to Sharon in Antioch, Illinois.
Hi. My husband recently retired, and I am not working and don't plan on going back to work.
Okay.
We are reviewing our life insurance needs, and right now we have no debt, and we own our own home, and our income consists of my husband's pension and Social Security. So we're just thinking about, like, reducing the amount of our life insurance since we have no children at home anymore and we don't have any debts, and, you know, how much do we really need?
Well, it's typically a factor of deciding what your funeral cost might be. And you can make some decisions in advance of how much you want to spend in that regard. And then any other expenses that you may need to take care of, as if there are any debts to be taken care of in your estate. Hopefully there are not. And then how much income that you think you may need in the event that you were to lose the income that, in your case, of your husband's Social Security and pension fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then calculate that out over current life expectancy. So that's the way you calculate the amount. Have you done that math or looked at that equation before?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I would just sit down with your husband. You can go to bankrate.com, and they have some excellent calculators there to determine, based on those three categories, how much money you think you're going to need. And actually, in all probability, you're doing planning for your needs, because I think the statistic is you're 6 times more likely to survive your husband's life. And so you're really looking at what you think the insurance will need to cover in the event that he precedes you in death.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Sharon. Hope that helps.
Thank you very much. That is very helpful.
Well, Jocelyn, this one went by very fast, but thanks for joining me in the studio today.
It was great to be with you.
And how can people contact our Money Map coaches?
Go to crown.org/coaches or give our 800 number a call, 1-800-722-1976.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll take a break and be right back.
A successful business in a challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes wisdom, the kind of wisdom that can only come from the time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills found in the Bible. Authored by financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring, borrowing and lending, tithing on business income, and much more. Whether you're a startup, an established firm, or you work for someone else, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you with wisdom from God's Word. To purchase your copy of Business by the Book or to learn more about other business tools and resources, go to crown.org. That's crown.org. Or call us at 1-800-722-1976. Begin building a biblical foundation for business success today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We so appreciate Jocelyn being with us today and taking your calls, and we look forward to having her back on the program at another time in the future. And Chuck, Jocelyn and her team provide one of the most valuable free resources that we have here at Crown Financial Ministries, and that's our online Money Map coaching.
Well, we have an invisible army of trained volunteer coaches out there, Dave, who stand by ready to help our listeners at any time to get them back on the right path. And we call it Money Map coaches because they literally follow the process in our Crown Money Map. Over 1 million people now use the Crown Money Map, and we have trained our coaches to be able to assist people to make progress from destination to destination. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to get that kind of help, the kind of help you heard our callers receive today, just call 1-800-722-1976 and ask to be referred to one of our Money Map coaches. Or you can do the same thing online by going to crown.org and click on Find a Coach. Now, our Money Map coaches are there to help you develop a plan to make long-term improvements in your finances, and they'll walk through each step of that journey with you. Our coaches are in place across the country. They can meet with you in person, and if that's not possible or if you're uncomfortable with that, our coaching is also available online. Either way, it's completely free of charge. Just call 1-800-722-1976, ask for a Money Map coach referral, or visit us at crown.org and click on Find a Coach.
You know, Chuck, we are able to offer that free Money Map coaching in a large part due because of the generous financial support of many of the folks that are listening to the program today.
Well, Dave, that is so true. In fact, everything to do with our ministry is made possible by the generosity of our partners. And if you're able to give this month, we'd like to send you a new resource that we've created to help people who are out of work right now. It's called the Unemployment Handbook, and it teaches biblical principles that you need to know if you've gone through a job loss, as well as some real practical advice to seeking reemployment. It's a complete guide for getting through this season of unemployment, and it's very, very handy. Now, this resource is actually not for sale. It's a special resource just to thank all of our financial partners for a gift of any amount to Crown in September. So if you're a current partner and you make a gift in September, or you're a new financial partner with us and you make a gift in September, you'll receive the Unemployment Handbook as our thank you. And I would like to encourage you to call 1-800-722-1976 or visit us online at crown.org/message and make a gift today.
Well, again, to request your copy of the Unemployment Handbook for yourself or for someone that you know who's out of work, call us at 1-800-722-1976 or online at crown.org/message. And again, the Unemployment Handbook is available for a gift of any amount during the month of September. Well, for Chuck and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, I'm Dave Ball. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.